old documents, ancient documents, over 5,000 pieces, different ones. They said that proves that there was an original. We don't need that. We got the Quran. The Quran tells us there was an original. So we can help you there, save you all that counting. We believe there was an, how many believe there was an original Bible? Came from Allah. Okay? Everybody here don't believe that? So that's a moot point, isn't it? Why are we arguing about it? We're just saying that we don't think you have the original one in the original language. But if you want to shut me up, just put it right up here on the table and I'll go home. And I've made that challenge over and over and over. I haven't seen anything come up yet of you. But even better, if you want to compare it to the Quran, why don't you just recite the original Bible for us? From one cover to the other. From memory. We'll be real impressed with you. Real impressed. However, we've got plenty right here in this community who can do that with the Quran. So there's your comparison. Why I'm saying this, I don't want you to make them into non-believers. Get them to understand what is the Quran. Talk about the Quran. Instead of spending your time at this page, let me show you that I have another page for you. Look at this. The same way that I showed you how to do Bible, do that with Quran. Quran.htm. Watch this. I made it look like Ripley's, believe it or not. See, believe it or not, read what the Quran says about the origin of seas and rivers, mountains, human embryo, clouds, cerebrum, the seas, the internal waves. These are some of the miracles of the Quran. Also, if you want to learn about the Quran, you can click over here, teach you everything about the Quran. The Quran in 5 languages, and you can get a free Quran on our website at freequran@aol.com. And these are commentaries at the bottom here about non-Muslims, what they praise the Quran. Famous people like Arthur J. Arbery, Dr. Maurice Bukai, but he became Muslim. Dr. Steinglass, Ghost, he said about, in Rodwell's The Quran, about how the Quran is so amazing. They're talking about it and what it does for them, how they feel about it. Let's do this. Here's the Quran, a picture of it, miracles in the Quran. There's a statement, though, an important statement. Quran does not mean book. It means recitation. See that? Therefore, it is not considered a creation of Allah, but rather the actual speech of Allah. The Quran exists in the hearts of all the Muslims on the earth and is preserved 100% until the day. It says day of judgment here, but actually until the sun rises in the west. Did you know that 1.5 billion Muslims have memorized at least some chapters of the Quran in the original language? Did you know that over 9 million have memorized the Quran entirely? These are things you can tell them. This is amazing. They'll say, yeah, but my Bible's the Word of God. We know it was. It just wasn't in English, was it? Why don't you look at what we have? Let them think about it. Okay? Good. Alhamdulillah. Is it time for the Adhan? Is it okay? What I want to do, I'm going to wrap this up with a little story and then I'm going to finish for tonight. And then I'll see you at Fajr, inshallah. Alright, here's the story. This really happened to me. Right after I became Muslim, I went down to one of the congregations that I used to preach to and sing and play music and all the rest of it. And when I went there, I saw a little old lady. I just love this old lady. She's so nice and always so supportive. Her and her husband are the sweetest people in the world. Anytime I had any problems, car problems, anything, they were the first people to try to help. They're very old. She said that as soon as she saw me, I had some beard growing, wearing these clothes. I've been wearing these 12 years, not this exact one. But I have another one. She said, why are you dressed like that? What's come over you? I said, oh, I became a Muslim. She said, what? I said, a Muslim. She said, you can't be a Muslim. I said, why? She said, you got some over there. I said, from over where? There, they come from. And she was serious. Serious as a heart attack. And I said, ma'am, let me explain something to you. You know me. She said, of course I do. I said, do you believe in God? She said, child, you know I do. I said, I know. You believe he's one? She said, yes. I said, do you believe that Jesus is God? She said, no. I said, good. I said, do you believe that God is the one who created everything? She said, yes. I said, do you believe we should do what God wants us to do? She said, yes. I said, well, that's what Islam is all about. She said, that's nice. And I said, and in Islam, you have to do what God's will is, not your, you know, individual ego, lust. She said, of course, that's right. Everybody knows that. You have to do the Lord's will. I said, right. I said, in Arabic, that would be Muslim, one who does God's will. I said, so if you're doing what you think is God's will the best you can, maybe you're a Muslim. She said, I told you, we can't be a Muslim. I said, what? We're not from over there. So I'll end with that and remind you that every single person you meet could one day be a Muslim. So you got to give them that respect and kindness, because after you do your fancy debate and hurt their feelings and drive them away from their own belief, what if they finally became Muslim? What would your relationship be with them? How would they feel about you then? Think about that. Because if they enter Islam, they're your brothers, they're your sisters. And it's very important that they get the message of Allah, not the message of you. So deliver the message the way the Rasul Sallallahu did. And then if you want to add anything to it, there's something you can add. There's something you can do extra. You know what it is? Get up in the middle of the night and make wudu. And stand and pray to Allah and cry on behalf of that person and ask for that person. Because that's what my friend from Egypt did for me years and years ago. And I found him in the night one night crying and praying in the dark. The next day when I asked him about it, I said, I thought you told me you guys only have to pray five times a day. He said, that's right. I said, well, I saw you praying in the night. He said, that's a special prayer we have for special things. After I became Muslim, I said, that night, were you praying to Allah that he would make me Muslim? And he couldn't look at me in the face. He was crying again with a smile on his face. And I knew that was true. So I'm saying to you, the most important part of what we do isn't the action. It's the niyyah, the intention. And the follow-up is the dua. So listen to this. Make da'wah in the day and make dua in the night. That's how you fertilize it. That's how you water it. May Allah accept from all of us. May Allah guide us and guide them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me for my poor presentation. Join our hearts together in this da'wah for his sake. Ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us in the dhil, the shade, on a day when there's no shade except from Allah. Ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa hamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illallah astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. You've been listening to Islam Tomorrow, broadcasting live today all the way from Raleigh, North Carolina. And until tomorrow at Fajr, this is your host, Yusuf Ansis, reminding you Allah is salam, the peace. Salaamu alaikum. Salaamu alaikum. Thank you very much.